Welcome to Merman Audio. In perhaps less enlightened days, corporal punishment was frequently a part of toilet training, especially with older children. Jonathan was among the boys whose lack of hygiene landed them in maternal trouble. He writes, "When I was 9 years old, I went through a phase of dirtying my underpants, mostly through not wiping my bottom properly after doing a poo, but sometimes through farting or scratching my bum when it itched. My mother, needless to say, was highly unimpressed with the number of dirty pants in my laundry basket, and one evening her patience finally ran out. She took down my pajama trousers and gave me a well-smacked bottom with her hand as I stood by her side. It had been some years since I had been spanked, and I cried copiously with both the shock and the soreness of my bottom. When I had finally finished crying, she pulled up my pajamas and looked me straight in the eye. Now, you listen to me, young man. You're a big boy now, and big boys don't have pooey pants. If you're going to dirty your pants like a baby, then you will be treated like a baby and you will be put over my knee for the slipper across your bare bottom. Do you understand?" "Yes, mummy," I hiccuped. It had actually been a few years since I used the more juvenile way of addressing my mother, but it was almost as if the smacking had regressed me by several years. Her face softened and she drew me to her for a cuddle. "Good boy," she said, rubbing my bottom affectionately through my pajamas. "Now, let's have no more dirty pants and you be a clean boy for mummy." For the next few days, I tried really hard, and I wiped my bottom so much after doing number twos that my anus got a little bit sore. But then one early evening, I became aware that my bum was a bit sweaty and itchy, and out of sheer habit I reached down the back of my trousers and scratched my anus through the fabric of my pants. Only seconds later, I realized with horror what I had done. I went to the family bathroom, locked the door, undid my trousers and carefully took down my pants. Sure enough, there was a distinct brown mark where I had scratched my bum. I hastily wiped myself to get rid of the remaining moisture, but the damage was done. I was in a blind panic. As I said, it had been some years since I was regularly being spanked by my mum, and quite a bit longer since I had been given the slipper, which my mother reserved for serious transgressions. I remembered how much it had hurt. I decided the best thing to do was to go to my room immediately and change my pants for a clean pair, then roll my dirty ones into a ball to conceal my sin, stuff them right at the bottom of the laundry basket, where a week's worth of washing had already accumulated, and hope that they would be tumbled into the washing machine without being noticed. I was just beginning to undress for my nightly bath when Mum came into my bedroom. I still had no real modesty issues around her at that age. She went to my wardrobe to look out fresh clothes for me to wear in the morning. What I didn't bargain for was her knowing exactly how many clean pairs of pants there should be in my underwear drawer. "Jonathan, why are there only 6 pairs of clean pants in your drawer?" "I don't know, Mum," I replied. I've always been the world's worst liar, and my mother came over to me, her eyes heavy with suspicion. She took down the pants I was wearing and raised them to her nose. "How long have you been wearing these pants?" she demanded. "All day, of course," I mumbled. Well, there was no way she was buying that one. She was an experienced mother and knew what a pair of active little boys' underpants smelled like after a day of wear. With a sinking heart, I saw her go to the laundry basket and she emptied its contents onto the bedroom floor. She went through them, one by one, turning each pair inside out to examine the seat. She soon came to the dirty pair, and I knew I was doomed. She sniffed the skid mark briefly, then handed them to me. "So this is the pair you were wearing earlier. Don't lie to me, my nose tells me the truth. You're a wicked, dirty little boy. Wait there." I stood there, gazing down guiltily at the brown mark. It felt like there was a stone in my stomach. Presently, Mum came back into my room and she was carrying the slipper. It was an old one of my father's, which was kept for the specific purpose of smacking my bottom. Mum sat down on my bed, then drew me to her. She stripped me naked, then without any further speech she bent me over her knee, and the next thing I knew, The slipper was being applied liberally and forcefully to my bare bottom. I screamed and yelled like a toddler getting their first spanking. It hurt so much. The slippering must have lasted at least 3 minutes or so, and my bum was on fire by the end of it. When I was finally stood up, tears and snot streaming from my face, Mum said to me, "Right, my lad. I've had enough of your dirty ways and your lies. From now on, there's going to be regular pants inspections to make sure you're being a clean boy. And if you're not," she smacked the slipper against her hand to make the point, "there will be more of this for that bottom of yours. Do I make myself clear?" Once again, I slipped into much younger habits. "Yes, Mummy." And that's what happened for around the next 12 months. Mum had promised that the inspections would be regular, but in fact they were random. Suddenly, she would say, "Let's see your pants," and if they weren't perfectly clean, I would be sent to fetch the slipper and I would be put over her knee. Sometimes family and friends would see me have my pants taken down and examined like a baby, then watch me cry over my mummy's knee as I got my smacking, mostly with approval on their faces. However, the pants inspections, and their associated slipperings, worked. I gradually acquired the discipline to make sure that my bottom was always wiped properly after a poo, and I was broken of the habit of scratching my bum, learning instead to take myself off to the toilet to see to myself properly. I acknowledge that such discipline may seem harsh by today's parenting standards, but it taught me the lesson I needed to learn.